This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As legislators head to the state capitol for this evening's start of the special session, they might want to take note of the University of New Orleans survey research poll conducted last week.
People are aware of what's going on. They are paying attention.
Dr. Ed Chervenak supervised the statewide survey, which gathered responses from over 900 citizens.
68% of respondents say they agreed with the need for a special session. 18% said no, and 13% said they didn't know.
Republican lawmakers have been the most vocal in questioning the need for a special session, including House Speaker Taylor Barra.
I do believe we can accomplish this outside of the session.
But Chervenak says constituents see it differently.
Republicans are in support by a 2-to-1 margin. We're 59% to 28% in favor of the special session.
When asked who is to blame for the current budget crisis, 60% pointed the finger at former Governor Bobby Jindal, but
about a quarter of the respondents said it was the legislature's responsibility.
With both legislative chambers controlled by Republican majorities, how do Republican voters aim blame for the budget mess?
For the most part, they were a bit more likely to blame state legislature than they were Bobby Jindal, but it was pretty much evenly split. Only about 1 in 5 Republicans blamed John Bel Edwards for the crisis.
So as legislators listen to the governor's session opening speech this evening and consider how to fix the shortfall, they might keep their own approval ratings in mind.
Only about a quarter of respondents give the legislature positive marks. Their disapproval rating is twice that of their approval rating.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.